right, we are opening up the honesty box for everybody out there listening. We're having a conversation about the good things we do always put on Front Street, but our bad, you know, like most normal people, we don't really do, you know, we don't highlight that stuff. And when you look at all of the good that will be hit with you, like you, when they tell you at the pearly gates, you're going to be met by Peter.
Yeah.
There's a clipboard. The good stuff is on there. What about the bad?
Oh, man.
Is there any little thing that you have in your history that you believe might be one of those things that'll keep you out of heaven? Just if you have anything, you can text. Feel free to join the conversation. It's fluid. We all are collectively in the honesty box today. You got to tell the truth on yourself. Dry snitching, as Davi would call it.
Man.
What is there anything?
Like so many.
Is there anything in your history that, like, for instance, I know someone, and I'm not going to snitch on their name, but I know someone who hates the fact that their dog neighbor, their neighbor's dog, barks all night.
Mm-hmm.
This person may or may not have chucked chocolate
over the gate
for the dog.
So you're trying
I think
to kill
that
the dog.
That would, I don't know if it'll kill it, but I do know it'll affect the dog.
Yeah, maybe give him some diarrhea.
I believe that might be mentioned at the pearly gates.
Hmm.
What have you done that could keep you out of heaven?
But like the little stuff, right?
Vindictive.
Well, I mean, yeah, whatever. What do you think is going to make the papers?
Tommy's like,
what am I supposed to mention? Am I not supposed to mention certain stuff? Like, just, I mean, just.
Don't get yourself in trouble.
Little stuff that might keep you out.
One of my exes was overly addicted to working out, I would say, in my opinion, and he was just so obsessed. I couldn't even cook with like olive oil. Like, he would freak out over it. It was so annoying. So when he wasn't looking, I used to like chuck some extra butter in there every single meal and try to fatten him up.
That's not, you are so whack.
What do you want me to say?
Butter?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's probably pretty vindictive. If you're talking about vindictive stuff.
That's nasty.
To get him sick. I mean, he got sick.
That's terrible. He got sick off butter? Okay, that's terrible. All right, let's see. I used to be extremely unfaithful to my ex-husband.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
I was going to hell for that, but I completely changed my ways. Wow. Okay, they changed their ways, and he just wasn't the one, but I was trash for that. They admitted it out of the 703. I'll take that.
We got one that says, club in an Ybor City under 18 years old, and I got caught and let somebody grown take the fall for the weed that the cops found.
Ooh.
Damn.
Well.
Wait. They were clubbing under 18 and got caught with marijuana and had somebody else take the fall for it?
Yeah, it sounds like it was hers. Or his.
Okay, yeah, that's going to keep you out. Yeah.
I got it.
All right, we got all, look at this list of snitching.
It's different if you're telling yourself.
I ripped a piece of paper out of the Bible and rolled up one with it. That might make the news. St. Peter might have that on the clipboard.
What about you?
Did you tear a piece of the Bible out and smoke it? That might make the paper.
Well, just buy another Bible. You'll be okay.
We got a text that says, in my 20s, we went to Atlantis in the Bahamas with my friend. We stole somebody's room, and she charged $3,000 worth of gifts from the gift shop.
Oh, my God. That's not good. See, that's a good one.
Yeah, you getting in trouble.
Are you going to snitch on yourself?
No.
Mine wasn't good enough.
First of all, we live on the air. Where I've told all mine. Like, I mean, there's certain things I mentioned. I mean, my first years here from, when did I start here? 26, 27? Mm-hmm. My first 10 years here, I was addicted to, I watched porn every morning. porn was the start of my day every morning.
I would wake
up in the morning, lay in bed, and watch porn.
And
wow.
Is it just for entertainment, or were you accomplishing something?
I would accomplish something. But I'm saying every morning I would wake up and watch the porn and just, you know, do whatever. So I'm pretty sure that's going to come up at some point.
Yeah.
Now, I don't do it like that anymore.
Not every morning.
You know, but I mean, that was a big part of it. Oh, let's see. Somebody put a Bible verse on here.
We got one out to 941. It says, I slept with my ex-girlfriend's mother and auntie.
Oh.
They'll have something to say.
But that's ex.
Well, you don't know the timing.
You didn't cheat.
I don't know. There's some people that are off
limits. I don't know if you get kept out of heaven for that.
Your ex-girlfriend's mama is off limits.
Did you read this one? Having sex with four girls in 24 hours?
Will be my downfall at the gates.
Damn.
Four girls in 24 hours.
I feel like Davi's done that.
I don't know, man. I got arrested.
I used to sneak boys in my room as a teenager.
I bet you did.
Yeah. See there?
That's why you listen to The Freak Show.
Wow. All right. This is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are telling them. I find that most people, when something happens bad, look for someone to blame rather than look at the cause of the problem, which most likely is ourselves. Then how do we fix it? We all do bad. We just don't want to deal with the repercussions.
Yeah, see, I put it way back in my mind.
I had a friend of me in my 20s, and my other friend and I slashed all four of her tires.
We got one that says, in high school, I wasn't invited to a party, so I called the cops and sat in my car in front of the house and watched the party get raided.
I love that.
I don't think they'll keep you out of heaven for that.
This text says, when I found out my ex was cheating, I bought some paint thinner and threw it all over his new car. That's messed up.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad.
And when it rained, all the paint came off.
I stole my uncle's marijuana and sold it back to him.
Well, you know, you need some extra cash.
That's not right. Let's see here. One time I called. Okay. I can't say that. Let's see. Let's change the word.
Okay.
One day I caught Monica
mm-hmm.
in the back of the church.
Oh, that's not good.
You're definitely keeping out of heaven on that one. Yeah.
We got
that's
one.
That's not good.
I called the housing authority on someone who had Section 8 and was letting other people live there. Nope, that rent about to go up.
That's mean.
10 years ago, I had sex with my boyfriend's sister. That's not him. Y'all got me repenting this morning. See? When you start calling out the bad.
She hooked up with the boyfriend's sister.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Then it's okay.
All right. So wait, there's one. Okay. There's one thing that it just. Yeah.
I think we all kind of started reminiscing about.
It's because, yeah, because when you start thinking about it, you like, there's things like, okay. And this has never come up before.
Oh.
Okay. Married friends. Long time ago. Married friends. Guy went out of town. Basically got busted cheating and they got into a big fight. I found out about it and it was a whole bunch of drama, whatever. So I was out consoling,
mm-hmm,
went to console her and,
oh God.
Yeah.
Ah, damn Orlando.
And I felt terrible about it.
After.
Never happened again.
Okay.
When he got back to town, like they had it out and they set up to get divorced and whatever. But then, like after the little while, they reconciled.
Yeah, that usually happens.
Exactly.
And so I was like,
I can't ever see them again, ever.
Right, never. And so I totally stayed away. Now they got divorced like a year later.
Okay, but still, it's awkward.
I was like, oh my God, like I'm that dude. Like,
well, you took advantage of the situation.
I did not. I so did. I really didn't though. I was in there like a separate chair, not sitting on the couch.
You knew what you was doing.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, you did.
I had no idea. But I felt terrible afterwards, and I think that's going to come up on my clipboard.
Mine's not sexy, and I know Davi has one, too, because we all just remembered one. But mine was from summer camp, and I was being for real bullied by one of these chicks. And, I mean, hog-tied with duct tape and everything,
Who was hog-tied? You?
Yeah. I guess it was, like, what they did to the girls, like, when they first got to summer camp, right? Okay, so seriously. So this girl would not leave me alone. My mom was, after 2 weeks, my mom was picking me up. So I said, hold on, I forgot something. So I took some scissors and I went over to her bunk and I cut up all her clothes, her jeans, her bedding, everything.
But she hog-tied you. I think St. Peter going to let you get by.
There were pictures, too, that they took. But anyway.
As you were leaving?
And I took the scissors and I threw them across the room and I dipped. And every single thing that she brought, I cut up.
And so everybody at the camp was like, we know who did it because we see this van. We see this van pull it off.
It's not a van.
Damn it. It's this van with a whole bunch of scissors coming out. Davi, what's yours?
Man.
Because you had one that hit over the Drake song.
Yeah,
and you're like, I just remember.
There's been a lot of like little things that I did. One thing that kind of sticks out, I remember I was 16, and I had just gotten my driver's license, so I was driving, and I saw this kid. There was actually these two kids, but I saw this one kid that was walking that I didn't like from school. But I didn't like him like enough that we were going to fight. It wasn't that serious. I just didn't like him. So he was walking, and I went to the gas station real quick. I was with my boy Miles. Shout out to Miles. And I bought a Big Gulp and got like a fruit punch and drove up to him and threw the Big Gulp at homie and peeled out.
Yeah,
you hit somebody with a Big Gulp?
I did. I hit him with the Big Gulp, the 64 ounce.
Oh my God.
And fruit punch.
Yeah. I know. It was wrong.
And he could see you.
He knew who it was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't even stealth. Like, you was a bully.
It was wrong.
Yeah, you ain't getting in. No. You not getting in on that.
You smashed it.
At least I didn't nobody see me. Hey, you did it in his face.
Yeah, I did. It was wrong.
Wow.
I'm sorry, bro.
Vincent, shut up. Vincent said you took advantage of Orlando.
You
did not take
for
advantage.
For sure. No, you saw
Orlando.
Her.
Orlando, you ain't got to lie, Craig.
What'd you think was going to happen when you went over there to console her and she was talking?
Well, no, she was bugging out, like saying some really crazy stuff. And right. I was like, so I went over there for that part. Mm-hmm. And then
that was sexy. The crazy part was sexy. Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's see. I slept with my homegirl while my wife was sleeping in the next room. When I finished, I went and I had sex with my wife right after.
Ew.
No shower. No shower mentioned.
That's disgusting.
Why is your homegirl sleeping? Never mind.
I mean, no, come on. No, now.
You asking too many questions.
Yeah,
that,
for real.
Like, you're judging.
Judge ain't living the arrangement right there. What you doing?
Not where I was. Come on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.